Cantor Audio presents The Expert's Guide to Driving a Man Wild by Jessica Clare. Narrated by Jillian Macy. 1. Brenna whistled to herself as she left her cabin. She headed to the ATV shed on the far side of the main lodge that served as headquarters for wilderness survival expeditions. She was alone, which meant it was the perfect time for sabotage. After glancing around to make sure the coast was clear, she closed the doors and clicked on the overhead light, fanning herself. With the doors shut, it was stuffy in the damn shed, but she didn't plan on being in there long. Brenna moved to the first ATV, her favorite, the cherry red one, and squatted next to the front tire. She took the cap off the valve stem and then pressed her key into it until she heard the hiss of air. Humming to herself, she let out about half of the air before replacing the cap. Moving to the back tire on the same vehicle, she repeated it. All done. Beaming to herself, she dusted off her hands and reopened the shed doors, glancing at the empty parking lot. It was still early in the morning, the birds chirping and a breeze swaying the tall trees in the distance. Her gaze landed on Grant's immaculate Audi gleaming in the parking lot. A naughty smile curving her mouth, she moved to the hood, popped it, and surveyed the engine. She found the switch casing, opened it, and reviewed the list of switches until she identified the fuel pump switch. With careful fingers, she plucked it out of his car, closing the casing, shut the hood, and tossed the switch into a nearby garbage can. Some days, she just loved her job. Recently, their small business had expanded to include Colt's aging father, who everyone called Pop. He mowed the lawns and did repairs.